Americans are giving millions and millions of dollars to help the victims of Katrina. Charitable donations are outpacing those for the victims of 9/11 and for last year's Asian tsunami. And some of those funds will end up in the pockets of scam artists who are seizing on the tragedy, just as they have in previous natural disasters. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, law enforcement is cracking down hard, especially on internet-based hoaxes.
Days after the tsunami hit, the FBI arrested a Pennsylvania man. He admitted sending out 800,000 emails that were supposedly from Mercy Corps, soliciting donations for victims of the tragedy. The man said he thought it would be okay to keep some of the money if he gave a portion to charity. Now, in the wake of Katrina, the FBI's Paul Bresson says there's a lot of suspicious activity to investigate.
To date, we've identified more than 2,300 of these sites that are associated with Katrina relief efforts. We have not had a chance to go through all of them yet. Many of those are, in fact, legitimate, but there are some that are raising suspicion and are worthy of further attention.
Yesterday, the Justice Department announced the formation of the Hurricane Katrina Fraud Task Force to track such scams. Authorities are hoping aggressive efforts will limit the damage, but they are already finding cases to prosecute. Florida officials have filed suit against Robert Moynihan, alias Demon Moon. He's accused of registering a bunch of Katrina-related names for websites from KatrinaHelp.com to KatrinaReliefFund.com. The suit alleges that Moynihan never registered with the state that's required before anyone can solicit donations, and it says he misled people about how their donations would be used. In Missouri, authorities have shut down websites linked to white supremacist Frank Weltner. Attorney General Jay Nixon says Weltner was luring donors to web pages that are basically fronts for a site called InternetDonations.org.
And that is the site that he also uses and is used to raise money for Jew Watch and other hate-oriented white supremacist organizations and sites.
Nixon is trying to take down those sites, but at least one still asks for money to help the white victims of Katrina. Through a web broadcast called American Dissident Voices, an announcer claims that white people across the Gulf states behave themselves.
But in majority black New Orleans, it was totally different. Overshadowing heroism was animalistic evil.
The state says Frank Weltner's group deceived contributors about where the money would go and also failed to register with the state. Missouri Attorney General Jay Nixon says he set up a website called Check a Charity, which helps would-be donors examine the credentials of organizations. In fact, that's how he learned about the white supremacist site.
We literally got a tip by someone by email, and we were extremely concerned that money was being raised on these false pretenses, and consequently went very quickly and were in court by 2 o'clock that afternoon.
Law enforcement is also getting help from web-based companies like PayPal, whose payment services are often used by scammers, and they're getting tips from security companies like UK-based Sophos. Spokeswoman Martha Stewart says that Sophos spotted one email that offered a link to Katrina-related news. Users who clicked on that link could end up with dangerous computer code installed in their machines.
And then once it gains control of the computer, it can do anything from allowing the computer itself to start spamming, or it can actually start looking at key logs, so start to track information such as passcodes.
Efforts to profit from Katrina are not limited to the internet. Law enforcement has also found scammers asking for donations by going door to door. Larry Abramson, NPR News.